Blog Talk Radio.
Father, thank you for waking me up this morning and starting me on my way with my right mind. Thank you, as you do for me every day. Thank you for being who you are. I thank you, because if I were you, I would kill some of the people that are left on this earth, that are here on this earth, that are doing us wrong. And I guess they think they're doing us right, but I think they're doing us wrong. Let them know that I love them and you are. I love you for loving me. I thank you. I don't know how you thought to bring me out to believe in you, but I do. And I thank you for that so much, Father. I thank you for the excellent weather you are giving us right now here in Detroit, Michigan, and keeping natural and chemical disasters away from us here in Michigan. Thank you for giving us your sheep, our right minds. We thank you for that. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus Christ. Thank you. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath Day to everyone that hears my voice. The only day that's in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. You'll find that in Exodus Chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible, although I was told about 3 or 4 weeks ago that King James was a homosexual. And I said, well, I was upset at first. And I said, doesn't matter. as long as, well, it does matter. He cannot be a homosexual, but he is doing what the Father told him to do, and that is to get this Bible out to the people, and that he has done, although he has been disobedient, if it's true what they are saying about him. And maybe he has rectified that. Maybe he has asked God for forgiveness and that he would not do that again. I want you to have your pen, paper, and pencil with you so you can jot down any references in Scripture that I may give you. Welcome to Sabbath School, where I will be reading from the Bible, telling you what the Bible says. Now, turn to Proverbs chapter 27, and I will start reading there. I need to start right now because I am a slow reader. I wish I was a faster reader, but maybe if I was a faster reader, you would not understand what I say. Let's go. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. Boast not thyself of tomorrow. So don't put yourself up high. Don't brag about yourself or what you're going to do for tomorrow, because you may not be living tomorrow. You can die, or someone may take your life. It says, for thou knowest not what today may bring forth. No one knows what today may bring forth. So boast not about tomorrow, or, yeah, what today may bring forth. You don't know. It's that, let another man praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not thy own lips. A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Wrath is cruel, anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before enemy? Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Wow. A full soul lays a honeycomb, but the hunger soul, every bitter thing is sweet. A bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man that wanders from his place. Ointment and perfume. Let me put this down. Perhaps I can see it better. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. So does the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. So if he tells you something good, if he gives you some good advice, that's good. That would be sweet too. Thy own friend and thy father's friend, rebuke not or forsake not, neither go into thy brother's house in the day of thy calamity, in the day of your calamity. For better is a neighbor that is near than a brother far off. My son, be wise and make my heart glad, that I may answer him that reproaches me. A prudent man forever, verse 12, a prudent man foreseeth evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and punish. Take his garments, that is surely for a stranger, and take a pledge for him for a strange woman. Take his garment, that is, I just read that. read verse 13, verse 14. He that blesses his friend with a loud voice, either early in the morning, it shall be counted a curse to him. A continual dropping is very rainy day. A continuous woman are like wise. Verse 16. Whosoever hideth her hideth the wind, and the ointment of her hair, her right hand, which beweigheth itself. Verse 17. Iron strengthens iron, and so a man shapen his countenance of his friend. Whosoever keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that waiteth on his master shall be honored. Verse 19. So in water face answer face, so the heart of man to man. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of a man are never satisfied, as the finding pot of silver in the furnace for gold, so is a man to his praise. Though thou shouldest braid a fool in a mortar among wheat and paste, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flock, and look well to thy herd, for riches are not forever. He doeth the verse 24, I'll read that over again. Riches are not forever, and doeth the crown endureth to every generation. The hay appears, and the tender grass showeth itself, and the herbs of the mountain are gathered. The lambs are for thy clothing, and the goats are price of the field, and thou shalt weigh goat's milk enough for thy food, for food of thy household, and for the maintenance for thy maidens. I've read to you the entire chapter 27 of Proverbs. May God add a giver understanding to the reading of his words. Now, let us turn for our today's lesson. That you'll find that in Acts chapter 17. And of course, if you do not understand what I have read, I always want you to go over the lesson, the Sabbath school lesson, okay? So remember, we just read out of Proverbs, and what was it, chapter 27, and today's lesson will be reading out of Acts chapter 17. This is where Paul is preaching Christ to the Thessalonians. Okay, let's start at verse 1. Now, when they had passed through, and forgive me if I mispronunciate these names. The names are strange to me. I do not know these names that I will have to try to pronunciate. That's in the lesson. Let's start at verse 1 again. chapter 17, verse 1. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as the manner, let me read that again. My eyeglasses, what's wrong with it? It's always something. So let me get up and wash my glasses. I'll be right back. I am back. I am at verse 2, chapter 17 of Acts. It reads, "And Paul, as his manner was, went into them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scripture, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen again from the dead, and that Jesus Christ, whom I preach unto you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved envy into them certain lewd fellows of brazen sort, and gathered a company, and sent all the city on an uproar, and insulted them in the house of Jason, and sought to bring them to the people." Now, I never heard of the house of Jason and what he planned to do with the people. This is news to me. I don't know about Jason. Let's keep reading verse 6. "And when they had found them not, they drew Jason and certain brothers unto the rulers of the city, crying, 'These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also, whom Jason had received, and all the contrary to the decree of Caesar, saying, these are there.'" Let me read verse 7. "Whom Jason had received, and these all do contrary to the decree of Caesar, saying that is another king, one Jesus. And they trouble the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had heard the security of Jason and of others, they let them go." Verse 10, "And the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas by night to Berea, who, coming thither, went into the synagogue of the Jews. There were more noblemen than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with the readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily while those things were so. Verse 12. Therefore, many of the believers, also honorable women, which were Greek, and the men, not a few. Verse 13. But when the Jews of Thessalonica had knowledge of the word of God and preached Paul at Berea, they came in thither. That means in that case also, and stirred up the people. And when, verse 14, and then immediately the brethren sent away Paul to go as it were to the sea, but Silas and Timothy abode there still. So Paul and Timothy stayed there, but Paul was sent away immediately. Let's see. Verse 16. While Paul waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the whole city wholly given to idols. Verse 17. Therefore, dispute be in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout person, and in the market daily, with them, men met with him. Let's see, verse 17. I'm going to read that again after I take a drink of water. Can you hold on a minute, sheep? Everything that want to go wrong with me is going wrong with me. First, I can't see. Now, my throat is dry. Oh, I took a big swig of water. And I just took another swig. All of a sudden, my throat started sticking to each other. Mm. Go back up to where? Verse 17. Verse 17. Therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout person and in the market daily with them that met with him. So he was disputing daily. Verse 18. Then certain philosophers of the Epicurean and of the Stoic entered him, and some said, "What will this babbler say?" They were saying that, "What will he say?" He seemed to be a settled, born of strange gods, because he preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. And they took him and brought him unto Areopagus, saying, "We may know what this new doctrine whereof thou speakest. For thou bringest certain strange things to our ears. We would know where these things mean. Let me read that over again. I read it wrong. It says, for thou bringest strange things to our ears. We would know wherefore what these things mean. For the artisans are strangers, which we are sent their time in nothing else, but neither to tell or to what sum. Or to what some hear new songs. Oh, I'm reading that all wrong. Verse 21, I'll read again. So for the artisan and strangers which are there spent their time in nothing else, but neither tell or to hear some new thing. Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, you men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are too superstitious, for as I passed by and beheld devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. So he's telling them the unknown God. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing he is in the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in the temple made with hands, neither is worship with man's hand, as though he needed anything, seeing and given to all life and breath and all things, and I made of one blood all nations of men to all. Wait a minute, let me read chapter 26 again. I don't know why my throat is sticking. Verse 26. Well, let me see. Go back up to verse 25. It said, neither is worship with man's hand, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on the face of earth, and has determined the time before appointed, and to bound, that bounds of the inhabitants. Verse 27, that they should seek the Lord happily, and that means perhaps or change happily. They might feel after them and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as certain as our Father. Verse 28, I'll try to read that again. I got to get some water for my throat. Excuse me for a second. Father, when I'm trying to read to the people, everything seems to be going wrong. My throat is getting dry. My eyes are where I can't see that well. I don't know why that is. I think I'm being attacked by the devil, by Satan himself. He doesn't want me to feed his sheep in reading your words, God. That's what I'm thinking. In verse 17, chapter 27. They should seek the Lord happily, and that means perhaps or by chance, they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, and certain also of your own ports have said, we are of his offsprings. Verse 29, for as much then as are the offsprings of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone or graven by art and man's devices. Verse 30. And he, verse 30. And the time of his ignorance God winked at, but his cometh all men were to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he has obtained, by that man that he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men, in that he has risen him from the dead. Verse 32. And when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, they mocked, and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. Verse 33. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, verse 34, howbeit certain men clave unto him and believed, which Damoclius and Arogat and women named Demiris and others with them. So some people believe, that's what it is saying. And thank God that in the chapter 17, I don't know why I feel like my throat is drying up. Well, it has gotten dry all of a sudden. I think that's Satan attacking me, because he doesn't want me to say what I should say, and I'm trying to say, my Father, God actually told me to feed his sheep, and I'm doing that as best as I can. Right now, let us have a closing word of prayer. Father, thank you for loving us so much that you protect us all the time, even through our sleep, while we sleep. from the evil one and his demons. Thank you, Father. We ask in Jesus' name or in your Yeshua's name. I pray. And remember, in James 4, chapter 4, verse 15, if it's God's will, that's what it says, if it's God's will, I will be back to speak with you next Sabbath. Now, I want you to get my 3 books from Amazon, The Unseen, and these are not religious books. These are e-books. I want you to go and purchase them off of Amazon.com. I want you to get The Unseen, The Passing, and The Broken Plant by Sondra Harris. That's spelled S-O-N-D-R-A. Most people mistake it and give it me the white person's name, but I do not have the white person's name. I have the Hebrew name, S-O-N-D-R-A. And I don't know if that's Hebrew. That's what my mom gave me. But white folks want to give me S-A-N-D-R-A. And I, even though my mother told me to accept it, I did while she was alive, but I refused to accept it. I accept what she gave me, which is S-O-N-D-R-A. So I will be with you next Sabbath, if it's God's will. Remember, get my book from Amazon. Make me a happy woman. I looked at houses last week, and they were $400,000. Some of the ones that I really like, which means I need you white folks to buy my book. And I want you white folks to read chapter 13 of Matthew.
Help your children.
Of Isaiah. I want you to read it.
Don't let them
fall. Be ignorant.
By the side.
Going to happen to
of
you.
The road.
God is there. And I was when I was in college.
Love one
I
another.
Did not graduate. I did.
And everybody find.
A place
in their hearts.
400 years. So we were enslaved in America in 1619.
He won't let
so,
you down.
Another couple of years will be.
And I know. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful.
Chapter 18 next week. I'm going to play it again for you, if it'll play. For about another moment.
Salvation.